We're back here on Giants.com, joined by Paul Dottino. I am John Schmelk. Here are your three matchups to watch when the Giants take on the Philadelphia Eagles on Monday Night Football. Paul, matchup number one has to be the Giants trying to defend against a very impressive Philadelphia Eagles defensive front. Now, last week, Eli Manning was not sacked against the San Francisco 49ers, but he was hit a lot after he released the football. This week will be a similar challenge.
Well, I think everybody just got to obviously understand who they're blocking. Offense line, you know, they do a lot of twisting. Offense line's got to, pass things off. Running backs got to know who they're responsible for. So everybody's just got to, know who they're accounting for. And then, that's half the battle. Then now you got to block them.
And, Paul, even though the Eagles have two of their linebackers that are not going to play in this game, they've been great against the run, and they like to bring pressure on third down.
The front seven is exceptionally aggressive, John, very physical. You mentioned Eli getting hit seven times by the Niners last week. The Giants have only allowed him to get hit 20 times on the season. That tells you how much the Niners put pressure on him. And you know the Eagles looked at that film, and so they're going to do everything they can. They'll use a lot of stunts and twists in the front four to try to confuse the Giants linemen.
Benny Logan, Fletcher Cox, two of those very impressive defensive linemen for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, for the Giants offensively, they're going to try to throw the ball downfield against a Philadelphia Eagles secondary that has had its number of issues over the course of this season. Reuben Randle talked about the Eagles' defensive approach.
They try to be physical with you at the line of scrimmage, so we have to be great with our releases this week. Make sure our timing is down with the quarterback and be more physical than them and make some plays and try to get them out there press coverage.
Paul, the Eagles play a lot of man-to-man defense. They get physical. They get in your face. And we'll see what Giant wide receivers are on the field come Monday night with their injury issues. But they're going to have to win at the line of scrimmage to give Eli Manning room to throw the football.
That's right. You've got to get that release, and they're going to make it hard to do. But if you can get that release, the Eagles have given up 18 pass plays of 20 or more yards. So they are susceptible to the big play. But again, it's incumbent on the receivers. You're talking about not knowing who's going to play, John. That's a key.
Their big free agent addition, Byron Maxwell, has been up and down. Malcolm Jenkins, a playmaker at the safety position. Now, for the Giants defensively, Chip Kelly, as much as he's known for his high-flying offense, wants to run the football. Now, so far this year, at least until the prior game against the Saints, the Eagles have not run the ball very well. Their offensive line has struggled. But Jonathan Hankins knows they have three very talented running backs.
Oh, yeah, they got three good running backs back there, Spurls and, Marco and 24. So it's going to be a challenge for us to, keep an eye on all of them.
Now, Paul, they've really split carries between DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews for the most part in first and second down.
Right.
Both those players catch balls out of the backfield, and then Darren Sproles is Mr. Do-Everything.
Yeah, it's funny, John, because they just didn't figure out what DeMarco Murray was all about until last week when he ran for 83 yards and a touchdown and was their leading ball carrier. The bottom line is, though, the Giants know all about him, and he is very, very good. He's a one-cut guy. He makes that move. He goes upfield, and he can do a lot of damage to you. They don't want to see him getting hot or on a roll this week, for sure.
And as much as Darren Sproles is known as their third down back, DeMarco Murray actually leads the running back group in receptions.
He does, which is very surprising to me. Again, this goes back to people talking about how the Eagles appear to be confused about how to use these guys. And that was a big question coming into the season. How is he going to use these three backs who all want to touch the ball a lot?
Now, just a reminder, the Giants will be without one of their starting quarterbacks, Prince Amukamara, on Monday night. Now, the Giants defensively are going to have to deal with an Eagle wide receiver core that really has had the ball spread out to a number of guys. They really haven't found that number one wide receiver to replace Jeremy Maclin, but they will look to their tight end. Zach Ertz and Brent Celek have done damage against the Giants in the past, and the Giants have struggled against tight ends so far this year, so keep an eye on that as well. Those are your three matchups. He's Paul Dottino. I'm John Schmelk. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on Giants.com, everybody.